services and organizations that benefit you as a citizen of Forsyth County. Welcome to Empowering You, your host.
Good afternoon. It's time for Empowering You. I'm your host, Shawan Gabriel. Empowering You is 90.5 WSNC FM's public affairs program dedicated to highlighting community initiatives, impactful events, and the work of nonprofit organizations. Businesses, corporations, and governmental agencies are welcome too. We want to highlight all of your work throughout the greater Triad area. Be informed, be inspired, be empowered. Today we have a special treat with us. There's a new way to set aside money for your children, and of course, it's never too early to start the process. This might not sound like the most intuitive connection, but we have Rhett Kyle here from the Forsyth County Cooperative Extension to talk to us about this. First, Rhett, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Tell the audience, what is the North Carolina Cooperative Extension?
So the North Carolina Cooperative Extension is an extension of the research-based information from the land-grant university system. So basically what that means is that we take information from NC State and NCA&T State University and bring that information to the county centers. And so for my position, I specifically do financial literacy information primarily.
Around here, around Ramley, NCA&T can be a bad word, but mm-hmm. we're friends with them, though. Yes, do. Rhett, tell us about how financial management is a part of the extension's duties.
So Forsyth County, as well as Guilford County, we have two agents, myself included, that are primarily focused on financial literacy, but we do have financial literacy programs scattered throughout the state. Some agents focus on different things like foods and nutrition, but we have made an effort to integrate more of the financial literacy education. So here in Forsyth County, I personally do a lot of classes related to budgeting, saving, credit management, as well as identity theft and fraud protection. And so I just work with any organizations here in the county that would like to receive this information, and then I cater those lessons to their specific audience.
Oh, cool, man. So now there's a new product that we're here to talk about. I see that it's called the Trump account, but the official name is the 530 A IRA. Tell us about that.
So the 530A IRA is a new investment account that is targeted towards children under the age of 18. And individuals are eligible to open one of these accounts if they were born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st, 2028. And if your child is born during this time frame, they are eligible to a one-time contribution of $1,000 from the Treasury of the United States to kind of kickstart your investment for your children. And these accounts function like retirement accounts, but they're just a way to get your children in a better financial situation starting from age zero up to the time that they're 18. And once you get to age 18, these accounts function just like a traditional IRA account. So they do have tax advantages, but they're not tax-free.
Huh, okay. Now, is there any sense of like what kind of money an account like this can be worth in, let's say, like maybe 18 years with just a minimal investment of a few hundred or a few thousand dollars?
Definitely. If you're thinking of doing maybe a quarterly contribution of $300, so we could say $1,200 a year roughly, mm-hmm. For 18 years with an estimated 7% annual interest, that would look something like $41,000. But with mm-hmm. the initial contribution of $1,000, it could be up to $44,000 or $45,000. That is not a guarantee necessarily, because it just depends on how the economy is going as far as how much interest it accrues. But a reasonable guess would say around 40 plus thousand in 18 years.
Oh, that's pretty strong, especially with the cost of post-secondary education these days, and that continues to rise. So I can only imagine that, you know, as we continue to see that, this type of account could be very beneficial to folks. Now, what other type of investment accounts are out there that parents can take advantage of?
So one of the most important investment accounts that I think that you could do for your children is a 529 student savings account. And so the difference between a 529 student savings account and a 530A or the Trump account is that a 530A Trump account, like I've said, functions more like a traditional IRA whenever you turn 18. So what that means is that you will receive a 10% tax penalty if you withdraw that money. And so this account is more used for traditional retirement in mind, whereas a 529 is more intended for education specifically. Mm-hmm. And the good news about that is that parents and guardians are able to invest in both of these accounts. So they're not isolated to doing a 530A or a 529. Right. If you want the best results and you have the financial capability, you can invest in both.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, how does someone begin to this process?
So the Trump account specifically, they have a website. You can go to trumpaccounts.gov, and then it has all of the information that you need to be able to set up your account. And the basic requirements that you need for this account is you need a birth certificate for your child and a social security number, and then you can file a 4547 form through irs.gov. And this is what gets you started through the process and guarantees you that $1,001 one-time contribution from the Treasury if your child was born between that window of time that I mentioned earlier. So that's the basics. And you also can download an app that is for managing your Trump account as well. So that way you can project what your savings will be and your investment earnings will be over time for your child, as well as you can manage all of your money inputs through that app as well.
Now, I know folks are wondering, why is it called the Trump account?
So it's called a Trump account because it was established by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act in 2025 under the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. So they just gave it the name of the Trump administration.
Okay. Now, what would you like to leave with our audience today?
What I would like to leave is just a message of encouragement of taking advantage of this opportunity, especially considering that this is a once potentially in a lifetime opportunity to get that $1,000 extra for your child that was born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st, 2028. So this is essentially them giving free money to you if you're eligible for it. So I would take advantage of that. And even if you don't end up having the money or the financial capability to invest consistently, that $1,000 will still accrue interest. And so you're still going to end up with more money after that 18 years than when you started. So I would just encourage everyone to look into these accounts, as well as a 529 if you're specifically wanting to save money for educational materials in the future for your child.
Give us that website one more time.
Trumpaccounts.gov for all of the information regarding these accounts, as well as if you want more information on the tax side of things, irs.gov is where you'll find that information.
Rhett, thank you for joining us today with this great information. Please go out to the 530AIRA, trumpaccounts.org, and take advantage of this.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your work at the North Carolina Cooperative Extension.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
If you're a regular listener to Empowering You, when Forsyth County is on, you've likely heard staff talking about the expansion of Medicaid. And over the last few months, we've heard a lot about changes coming to Medicaid. We have Jennifer Hurdle here with us from Forsyth Social Services Department to discuss more changes to Medicaid. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here because we know health coverage is important to individuals and families throughout our community. So we want to make sure we come here to let you know what your options are, what changes are being made, and so that you understand how to apply them and how and where to turn for assistance. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. We definitely need this information. As I was sharing with Jennifer earlier, my mother is actually now in that age of having Medicaid and Medicare and all things. And I'm not well versed in what that is. So let's start with what Medicaid is and who needs it.
Medicaid provides health coverage. So it provides that health coverage for our eligible North Carolinians at many different stages of life. That includes children, pregnant women, older adults, people with disabilities, parents and caretakers, and then our lower income adults. So many of these individuals and families, Medicaid helps provide that overall primary care for hospital services, prescriptions, behavioral health services, and just any type of medically necessary care. One thing I always want our community to be aware of is that there is no single picture of what Medicaid beneficiary really looks like. The people that are served by Medicaid are our children, our parents, our neighbors, our coworkers, and other community members overall.
I knew probably 10% of what you just said. That is great information.
Yes.
Now, tell me the difference between Medicaid and Medicare.
So when it comes to Medicaid, that is typically state funded, and as in our Medicare is federally funded. So for our Medicaid, that is always going to be your secondary insurance. So oftentimes our individuals, they can have both Medicare and Medicaid. Okay. If they have Medicare as well as Medicaid, the Medicare is going to be your primary health coverage. Mm-hmm. Medicaid picks up from there and becomes your second coverage. So that is definitely a difference. But Medicare is going to be through your Social Security Department, and then you're going to receive Medicaid through your local social services.
Oh, okay. So your department.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So don't call for Medicare.
No.
That's through Social Security.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Call us at 703-3800, and that is our Forsyth County DSS local number.
For Medicaid.
For Medicaid.
All right. Yes. So with the expansion back in 2023, it gave Medicaid to new people in Forsyth County. Really, I mean, all over the country. But specifically, how you said, you know, there are thousands who suddenly didn't have coverage that got it.
North Carolina, so they expanded Medicaid December the 1st, where what that happened is it opened eligibility for individuals between 19 and 64. So before expansion, that population wouldn't normally be qualified for Medicaid. They had to either have a disability or be aged over the age of 64. After December the 1st, 2023, that population then became eligible to receive health coverage. So with that change, that was a big change that happened for North Carolina. Now we're preparing for the next change that's coming. So we have Medicaid changes that will start. So I want everyone to remember the important dates, October the 1st, 2026, and January the 1st, 2027. And that is, we are gearing up for those changes coming within Medicaid, very similar to Medicaid expansion.
So what is coming this fall that will change the guidelines?
So October the 1st, 2026, we have what we would call the immigration-related eligibility change. So that is hitting on our non-citizen individuals within our community who before normally would qualify for full Medicaid. But now with the change coming October the 1st, 2026, some of those individuals may not be qualified for full Medicaid. So that's going to be some of our non-citizens. Some of the people that will continue to qualify are going to be our people who are lawfully permanent residents, usually our green card holders, as well as individuals that are still that are pregnant, postpartum. But there are several of our non-citizen individuals that may not qualify. However, we do not want you all to assume that you will not qualify because you are a part of this population. So we still encourage you to give us a call at 336-703-3800. That's our local DSS, and allow us the opportunity to talk it through with you and let you know whether you still qualify or not. So don't make assumptions that you will not qualify, but that is something that is happening October the 1st, 2026.
That is cool that you are a resource, that you all, that we have that resource here in our community, because I'm sure a lot of folks don't know.
Definitely.
That's there. But what recommendations would you make for people who may lose coverage? I mean, call you, but what other recommendations would
Definitely.
You make?
Definitely. I would for sure say give us a call so that we can talk it through for sure. Another one of the changes I definitely want to hit on first is we also have a change that's coming January the 1st, 2027. And so what that change is going to look like is that's our work and community engagement requirements. So that is also going to hit our individuals or adults that are between the age of 19 and 64. So those individuals who receive Medicaid through that expansion that we were talking about a little bit earlier, those individuals are going to be required to meet a work and community engagement requirement. So what that requirement looks like is that'll be 80 hours per month of qualifying activities. So some of those activities could be something including working, attending school, participating in a job training, volunteering, or performing community service. So overall, for those ongoing individuals, you are subject to that requirement, and it has to be at least 3 months out of the previous 6 months. So that goes hand in hand with another change that is happening in January 2026 for our expansion individuals, and that is where they will have to review their overall coverage every 6 months rather than every year. So that's why it's really important for you to give us a call, ask those questions, but understand what the overall work and community engagement requirement comes with. Once again, this does not always go for all individuals. There are several exemptions that will be applied to this particular policy. So once again, don't make the assumption that you don't qualify. Just definitely give us a call. So I'm glad you asked about the recommendations that I would have. So I have four key recommendations that I would like to share with you all. So the first thing I would say, please do not panic And do not assume that you are losing Medicaid coverage. These changes will affect people differently depending on their individual circumstance. Number two, read your notices. If you receive correspondence from Medicaid or DSS, open it and review it carefully. Give us a call if you have questions. Number three, keep your information updated. Make sure DSS has your current address, your phone number, and your household information. Other information needed to determine your overall eligibility. And then number four, respond by the deadline. If additional information or documentation is requested, provide it as soon as you can. So overall, most importantly, ask for help if you need it. Again, you can call us at 703-3800. And of course, any of the notices that you receive is going to be about eligibility, going over those rules. You'll receive notices to prepare you for it. And then we will also send you information as well. But just make sure you hit on those. So overall, it's going to be read your Medicaid notices, update your information with DSS, respond when information is requested, and ask questions when you need help, because that's why we're here.
Don't panic and don't assume.
Don't panic and don't assume. Absolutely.
Give us that phone number one more time.
Yes, that is 703-3800. Give us a call. We are here. So overall, our goal at Forsyth County is to make sure our residents have accurate information and understand the resources available to them. So as these changes take effect, we will continue to stay in communication with you all. So again, read your Medicaid notices, read, update, respond, ask, and don't panic.
Ask for help.
Ask for help.
Jennifer, thank you for joining us. This is great information, and please, please come back and
absolutely
keep us informed.
I definitely will. Thank you so much for having me. I'll be back if you'll have me.
Aging happens year by year, day by day. You can make the case that aging happens even faster than that. How nice would it be if there was an effort in place to help people age well? Well, there is. It's the annual Age-Friendly Conference produced by Senior Services and presented for Forsyth County. We have Tyler Smith from Senior Services and Shannon Russell from Social Services in our studio to talk about just that. Welcome, Shannon and Tyler.
Thank you.
Hey, how did the Age-Friendly Conference even come about, and who is it for, Shannon?
So the Age-Friendly Conference started, our first one was in 2022, and this was a vision of our former director, Christine Dowdell. And she was actually, it's personal to her because she was going through caregiving for her mother as she was aging. And she realized as the director of social services, she didn't even know everything she needed to know related to resources and the aging community. So she wanted us to put on an event to allow all of the community that possibly didn't know either to have one specific location to come to for an entire day and learn about all the resources that the community offers.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Well, Tyler, what can conference participants expect to learn or experience at the Age-Friendly Conference?
Yeah, so the participants will break out into small workshops that cover topics such as how to access community resources, caregiver confidence, Medicare 101, protecting yourself from fraud and scams, navigating long-term care, nutrition, and mental health. There will also be a variety of vendors sharing community resources and information with attendees. We also are excited to have a Spanish track for Hispanic elders and their families that attend the event as well. As part of this year's conference, we'll be sharing some of the findings from our Age-Friendly Forsyth Community Needs Assessment that was conducted last year. And the conference will close with a special jazz performance by Music Carolina, one of Senior Services' Intergenerational Center Arts and Wellness partners.
That's cool. That Intergenerational Center is really, really cool.
It's
I love that place.
Beautiful.
I have a couple of board meetings over there, and there's a cafe in there, and I saw a play over there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that happens in that place. And this, you know, I was raised by my grandparents, so hearing all the workshops that, I mean, a lot of fraud happens with the aging and elderly. We just talked about Medicare and Medicaid in a previous session. So seeing that you all are providing this type of service for our community is pretty dang on awesome. Shannon, is social services still involved?
So social services hosted this for the first 3 years. And then we had the privilege to partner with Age Friendly Forsyth through Senior Services for the past 2 years. And Senior Services is serving in the lead role this year, but we're excited for the future of the conference. And this is actually our fourth annual conference.
This is the fourth annual. And sometimes, y'all, I'll be honest, sometimes I ask questions that are kind of obvious, but I still like you all, the experts, to tell us. But tell us why this is important for Forsyth County.
It's important because we continue to get feedback every year that the resources and the fact that it's all in one place, we have vendors, and everyone loves it. And they come back year after year to hear more about just different resources and everything that's available to them. And it's all in one location. So it educates the community regarding aging and the caregivers as well.
So Shannon, when is the conference?
The conference is October the 12th on Monday, which is Columbus Day, and it will be from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m.
And it's at the Intergenerational Center?
It is at the Intergenerational Center, yes. That is a wonderful center.
That is. I have a board meeting there next week with Hands-On Northwest North Carolina, which is one of your partners. And it's really, again, really, really cool place.
It is. Amazing.
Tyler, what should our listeners know about Senior Services and why Senior Services is important to our community?
Senior Services is the main provider of home and community-based services for older adults in Forsyth County. Our mission is to help older adults remain at home for as long as possible, aging with dignity and living with purpose. We also help their caregivers by providing services and education that benefit them as well. Our collaboration with the Department of Social Services, along with all the speakers and vendors participating in the conference, helps ensure that there will be something of interest for everyone.
You all have Kristen Perry over there, who's incredible.
Yeah, she's great.
She stepped in and I know is doing great things. So shout out to Kristen. I love to. I'm saying that, and Kristen, because I want you on the show. I need to get you in here so we can talk more about your role and the things that you're doing. So that's just a plug for Kristen to come join Empowering You. How do people register for the conference?
You can register for the conference at seniorservicesinc.org by clicking on events and register for the age-friendly conference there.
I always love the logo. I'm looking at the logo on your shirt. Please visit Senior Services to register for this conference. What other information, Shannon, do you want to make sure that we leave behind?
I think it's just important for the community to know that they'll have a day full of activities from their breakouts to the main sessions, and also it is free registration, and they will be given lunch. And when you register,
oh,
you
food.
Can yes, you yes.
Food always brings them out.
It does, and you get to register and pick what you would like out of the selections.
And give us that date again.
October the 12th on Monday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Is there a registration deadline?
We have not had a deadline yet.
Okay, well, so cool. Just making sure that folks, if folks want to, we want them to register. We want them to go to the website. But just in case the computer doesn't work that day and they want to show up, is that available?
So what we do is we have a cap at 150.
Oh, okay.
And so what we will have a wait list, though.
Okay.
So that if, and we do reach back out to make sure that you are going to be able to make it. And if not, then we will contact the wait list.
All right, just one more time before we go. Tyler, give us that website and registration information once again.
That's seniorservicesinc.org, and click on events to register for the conference.
Shannon and Tyler, look, we're aging every day. We all hope to be able to get to a point that we're at an aging conference. Thank you for your work in our community, and please come back as we talk more about your work in giving services to Forsyth County.
Thank you for having us.
And we have Kim Chase, who's going to talk about subsidized child care assistance. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you for having me.
So school is going back, and some of us might have seen some of our personal economy change since school got out. Maybe money's a little tight on being able to help with child care and child care services, but Forsyth County Social Services Department hosts a program that might lend a hand. Kim, talk to us about, you're the program manager.
Break
it down for us. How does this work?
So child care services assist parents or responsible adults with paying for daycare services. It is a program that where typically you may have to pay 10% of what's called a parent fee. Mm-hmm. So if the daycare is $1,000, let's say, a week, which is not a stretch, you can only maybe have to pay $100, $250, depending upon what your income is.
Okay, cool. Now, a little birdie told me that there's a sizable budget in place to help in this specific need. Now, two questions around that. How much money and why has the state and federal government provided in a way that's so significant?
So our budget for the county is about $20 million. Mm-hmm. So it is definitely a sizable budget. The cost of childcare is very expensive, one, but it's also very needed. It provides a safe environment. The childcare facilities that you're able to have your children go to are licensed, so they have to meet standards. It allows parents to go to work or school so that they know their child is safe and but also receiving development.
Now, if you were awarded the support last year, can you apply again this year?
Yes, the program, if you were approved at the end of your 12 months, you get what's called a recertification. The recertification, you are required to turn that in, and we will reevaluate the child. If at this time you had coverage but forgot to turn in your recertification, you can reapply as long as you meet the eligibility requirements, we would be able to get you covered.
Now, what is needed to apply? Is that a phone call or a website visit? Stop by? Like, how do I apply?
So we do not offer the application online. Most of social services programs you can get online, but this is one that is not. You can call us. Our number is 336-703-3800. That's our main telephone number, and just let the call center representative know what you're needing. You can stop by, and that is at our office on 741 Highland Avenue, and you can speak to one of the workers at the front, and they'll give you an application. One of the child care workers will speak to you as well if you need some assistance.
Now, I've heard in some years you've run out of money. Can you talk to me about that?
Sure. The program, we are having, at this point, a $20 million budget, but the need can sometimes be larger than that amount. Mm-hmm. When that happens, we go on to what's called a wait list. So we were on a wait list in 2024, and that wait list lasted for over a year. So if we run out of money, what happens is, unless you have some extenuating circumstances, so maybe you're facing homelessness, a child has special or developmental needs, the CPS-involved case, we will not be able to assist. And so if you're needing that child care, you may not be approved for it until we have funds available. So right now, we don't have that. So we do encourage people to go ahead and apply if they're needing child care, because funding, we may use it up. So definitely, if you are looking for child care services, we are providing care.
Is there ever an opportunity or circumstance where a child, when you run out of money, but then before the year's up, there's more money that comes down the pipeline?
Yes, that happens. The state is in charge of the funding, so if there are additional funds, they try to disperse that kind of through the 100 counties, but that's not like a guarantee.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Now tell us one more time, how do I apply?
To apply, you can come in the office at 741 Highland Avenue, or you can contact us at 336-703-3800.
Kim, thank you for your time. I know how important this can be for our community. My children are now aged out of school, but those that have children that and can use this subsidized child care assistance, please contact Forsyth County Social Services to get that support. Thank you, Kim, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's going to do it for the first segment. We're going to take a quick break and come back with another guest on Empowering You, 90.5 WSNC FM.
Community and nonprofit organizations in the Triad. A portion of our mission at WSNC is to connect the community,
We have several platforms to help enhance awareness throughout the triad of the many activities and events provided by countless organizations. Workshops, lectures, motivational speakers, healthcare screenings, seminars, you name it, it's happening in the triad. We strive to be a major connection for our listeners and want to make sure to offer organizations consistent access to inform the public. If you're responsible for your organization's marketing and/or publicity, or you know who is and can pass this information on to them, at least 2 weeks prior to the event, send us details on organization letterhead to WSNC Community Calendar. Email it to WSNCFM@gmail.com. WSNC is an NPR affiliate owned and operated by Winston-Salem State University.
Welcome back to Empowering You. I'm your host, Shawan Gabriel. And today we have Sophia Kennedy, founder and CEO of Network Me. She's a community advocate, faith leader, civic volunteer. We're going to talk about building stronger communities through service, connection, and purpose. Welcome to Empowering You, Ms. Kennedy.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gabriel, for having me.
For those who have not had the opportunity to meet you, which is probably not a lot of folks in Winston, but still, who is Sophia Kennedy beyond the resume?
Sophia Kennedy is an intergenerational DNA game changer.
Oh.
And what that means is that whoever, whatever, whenever, wherever it may be, we're going to have a change because we're going to have a conversation. And when we finish having a conversation, you're going to be motivated, as well as myself, to go out and possess the blueprint that you have been birthed and your God-given potential to go and get.
Where did this begin for you? You've had a life of service. Where did it start?
It started with my mother and my father. I call them, they make disciples.
Okay.
And when I say disciples, it started in the home.
Mm-hmm.
It started with the responsibilities of doing your chores. Mm-hmm. It started with character. Mm-hmm. It started with commitment. It started with loving people beyond what you can see or their situation. So I would say my mother and my father, they made disciples out of myself and my brother and my sister. And so it started in the home, and then it spilled over, and the unified church is the one that came in and they just put the icing on the cake.
Okay.
The
okay.
auxiliaries in the church, the right. people in the church. Yeah.
So how was like your own personal growth? So throughout the years, like how has your community service like shaped your own personal growth?
I learned to get out and speak to people.
Mm-hmm.
I learned to listen. I learned to listen to the stories. I learned to listen to the history of whether they were homeless mm-hmm. or whether they were in a CFO or CEO position.
Right.
I learned from people. People teach me. And when I learn from people, I take their stories and I look at their stories and I incorporate it within my own life, whether it is something that I've been through myself or whether it would be beneficial for someone else. So I look at my life has not been easy. I've had many of disappointments, but I've had more wins than I've had disappointments. And I've allowed the service work to shape me into being the person that calls the blueprint of while I'm here in the hyphen.
You know, and that right there, like to that point, I've always just known you as such a positive person. Every interaction, you always are upbeat and you don't, you know, show those lumps and bruises that you've taken. And it's really inspiring for others to see. So I salute you for that. And part of even prior to us talking today, right, I just learned a new thing about you. I didn't know you had a history here with the radio station, but you have a long history here at Winston-Salem State. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I think it probably was in 2000 and maybe six, seven, that I was listening to Gospel Expressions here at 90.5. I had an opportunity to meet a young man, which is very, very good friend of mine, named by the name of Donnell Sanders. We met at a job, and he was telling me that he was doing radio announcing. And I told him, I said, I would definitely be interested in doing that. He said, well, it's volunteerism. I said, oh, yeah, that's good. As long as you train me, I said, I'm good. And so he put my name out there. I give kudos to Joe Watson, who was the manager at the time, who had entrusted me to come. And that was rewarding. That was fulfilling to be able to get up on a Saturday morning and just encourage God's people. And so a lot of times people don't realize that you won't get compensated for everything that you do. But those are the times where you're being molded. Those are the times where you're connecting. Those are the times where you're finding something different about yourself that you never thought would be. And so from that, just that opportunity to come and serve as a radio announcer took me to the Gospel Stella Awards and allowed me to meet a lot of different upcoming artists and meet people within the community. It just, it gives me life, because I, you know, everybody wants to feel wanted. Everybody wants to feel like they have that special person or persons to be able to be on their team to push them. And so Donnell Sanders was the driving factor, him and Joe Watson, as the reason I was here. And I loved it. I loved it.
That is, if you're just now joining us, I have Sophia Kennedy here with me. This is WSNCradio.org. This is Empowering You, and I'm your host, Shawan Gabriel. And we're talking about just service. And you've had, I mean, you work with organizations in neighborhoods. I've seen you at the Y, education, beautification, housing, all these things. Like, how do all those missions connect in your mind? Like, how do they all fit together?
Those missions connect from a different facet of genres, because everyone that has been in that space where I have served has had a different passion. Whether it was someone for Habitat for Humanity, they were homeless at one time. And I can speak to that on a couple of occasions. And being in that place at that time, it empowered me, because coming from a corporate job to now not knowing where you're going to live, it's something totally different. Even from the Keep Winston-Salem Beautiful, no one wants trash. No one wants different things around the communities that they've invested in. And so being in that space, it taught me about people and investment, and people learning to work with their community, even though they may not be a part of their family DNA. And then just working also, too, with Winston-Salem Foundation, Neighbors for Better Neighborhood. It allowed me to go into neighborhoods, whether they were neighborhoods who had high income earners or neighborhoods who had low income earners. Each neighborhood had a virtue. Each neighborhood had a purpose, and it was to bring the people together, to be unified as a family. And so with each place that I have served and where I serve now, when I unified together, it was about learning people, how they think, how they wanted to leave an inheritance to their children, how they wanted to advocate for those who were less fortunate than them, how they wanted to be able to, if their neighbor went on vacation, to look and peek out the blind and say, hey, I've got you covered, even though I know you're on vacation. So it was all just people driven with a greater purpose. And I walked away being a greater person and more humble and more grateful.
And they were greater because of you. And one of the things you just touched on is the Winston-Salem Foundation. Shout out to Winston-Salem Foundation's Black Philanthropy Initiative. I know you've done work there with the grant committee and what they've done. What is that experience? Because you just mentioned it, like leaving a legacy from a financial standpoint. Like, what has that taught you about the power of community giving?
You have to die. You can't bring your own agenda. Mm-hmm. You can't bring your pride. You can't bring your resume. When you come to the table, you have to come empty so that something can be poured into you for mm-hmm. that mission. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't come empty and you come with an agenda, I'm not saying not a vision, but if you come with an agenda, you just may miss the purpose of why you are there. And so to be able to speak to all the different nonprofits, from the nonprofits helping mothers, single mothers, to the nonprofits helping finance, to the nonprofits helping just young males, to the nonprofits that are helping a lot of the pregnant mothers, to the nonprofits that are just helping to make sure that people are fed, food sustainability, to all of them. You have to go in that space empty. You have to go in that space humble. You have to go in that space willing to be an agent of change. You have to go in that space, not just with a voice, but you have to go in that space with the resources and to put your hands to work.
So how do you feel that long-term change and sustainability from a Black philanthropy standpoint, how does that look? What are you excited about that work for our community?
What I was excited about is that you had many of people who came that they may not have been highlighted by, I would say, a lot of our local politicians, but they were people who came, who were able to bring their resources and their connections and their networking. And the number one thing I always say is that we have to remain on the same page. We may have a different voice or a different response to the way we may think something should happen, but we must always stay the course. We must always change ourselves so that not that we can fit into spaces, but that when we get in those spaces, that we can see the change that will last, not just a 30, not just a 90 day change, but we're also too need to build relationships. I never work with people that I don't look at as my family. And I have to look at you as family. And if I look at you within that, with those lenses, then guess what? We're good. Because you're family.
Right.
And I know that you're family. We may not have the same DNA.
Right.
But guess what? We've been engrafted together to do a work, to make a change, not only in this community, but internationally and everywhere we go. It's so you're family.
Effect. Yeah, absolutely. A ripple effect. This is WSNCRadio.org, 90.5 FM. Empowering You, and we have Sophia Kennedy here with us, and you just mentioned networking, and so I want to get into a little bit about, well, a lot about Network Me. You founded it in 2012. What inspired you to create this organization?
As I was doing work within the community, political community, just in all different genres, I realized that we had people that had talent, but they had no voice. They had the talent. They had the will, but their social engine needed to be cranked. They needed to put the key into the keyhole and they needed to turn it. And so as I was getting out and I was talking to people and meeting people from Raleigh and Durham and Charlotte and just all over, I said, our social engine is not working. A lot of people were afraid. they were afraid to go up and say, good morning, how are you today? Mm. They were like, okay, well, who is this? I don't know this person.
Right.
And so I said, you know what? I love networking people together. Mm. I learned that from Gerard Covington and yourself being down at the YMCA with just the people there. And I said, with all of the talent that I've come in contact with, it's now time for that talent to be showcased. It's now time for that talent to come off the bench and get into the game. And so with that, that's what sparked Network Me. As I began to meet my financial advisor, Sharman Baker with Edward Jones, as I began to meet other business people who did cheesecakes, who did sewing, who did contract work, who did event planning. And we had an opportunity to work with Josh, the basketball player who went to Wake Forest.
Oh, yeah. Josh Howard.
Josh Howard. We worked with Josh Howard, and we worked with him several years ago. I think it was in the summer of 2012, where he hosted his event at Wake Forest campus. And Network We was there, and some of the people who had signed up with Network Me.
Mm.
And so I just moved that talent out of a space and highlighted. And this is what Network Me is about, networking people to their destiny, to their mission, networking people to let them know that you may not highlight yourself, but there is someone there that will highlight you. And that's what that business is about. And the one thing I love about it is that it is built on the Nehemiah. It's built on the Nehemiah. When Nehemiah went back to the desolate city of Jerusalem, and all of them brought their resources together, and that's how they were able to remain sustainable out of coming out of Babylon for the 40 years. And that's what Network Me is about, bringing people together.
So in today's world, speaking of networking, and what does like real, practical, authentic networking even look like anymore?
Learning people. Learning who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Not for judgment, but for you to listen and understand who's before you. There is nothing that happens by happen chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's divine. It's divine. Every step in this life is divine, whether people realize it or not. The outcome of it may not be favorable for you, but it's divine because there is a narrative. There is a story behind it. And if you can just grasp that story and connect the dots, you'll be able to see that there's something greater. And so with meeting people, It does a lot for my soul because I don't want to be ordinary. I want to live an extraordinary life. And with that, it means that connecting people, loving people, and seeing people restored. I love seeing redemption.
You're dropping some real jewels. So let's keep going. I have one more for you real quick. How would you encourage folks to build those meaningful relationships? Because it's not easy. Mm-hmm. You provide a space and what you're saying right now, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Folks still find a challenge in building those relationships. What advice would you give them?
Do you trust yourself? Are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
Have you actually put your past behind and are you ready to walk in the forthcoming? Because if you're going to stay in familiarity, that's what you're going to have. But if you're willing, you don't have to risk it. You just have to allow your passion to grow. And when your passion grows, you won't even know it because it won't become work. It will be authentic, it will be set apart, and it will just be you.
Now, you have an event coming up.
Yes.
For Network Me.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
The Network Me, it's called Kingdom Agenda Level Up. and it's for entrepreneurs and nonprofits. We had our first event. We came back again on June the 6th, and we had an event on June the 6th. But this event is going to definitely be different because I have some friends that will be there. So we're going to have from people who will invest within the nonprofit sector that will be there, True Line representatives I am partnering with, and that's going to be a special treat for some of the businesses who are coming, because Network Me is going to sow back into you. And so I don't want to give much about that because it may attract people who may not have passion. Mm-hmm. But True Line, we're partnering with True Line. We have Black Label Cookies that will be there. We're having DJ Soulful Desire and Unique Sounds of Soul. That's my daughter. That's her record label and her DJ business. She will be there. And my son, he spoke the first time, Robert Kennedy Jr. He's a business specialist in marketing. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have some students who have graduated from Winston who are now in business for themselves. It'll be there. So we are looking for a treat. But the number one thing is we set the atmosphere so you can be yourself.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And with like-minded people.
And that is Saturday, September 19th?
September the 19th, beginning at 10 o'clock.
And it's at 501 Reynolds Boulevard here in Winston, correct?
Yes. That's Haynes Hosiery.
Oh, at the Haynes
Hosiery Recreation Center.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, when you talk about being your authentic self and being creating that space, you know, when people hear the name Sophia Kennedy, authenticity comes to mind, at least for me. And you always show up in that way. You know, years from now, what do you hope people remember about your work or about the name?
While I'm here in the hyphen, it has to be intergenerational DNA change for families. And the one thing that I want to be remembered for is that you were not judged. Mm-hmm. Because we press grapes here to make new wineskin.
Mm.
We press grapes. Mm. We crush grapes to make new wineskin. And so I want to be remembered that, you know what? I don't have to cry. Or I don't have to, when she's not no longer here on the scene, I can remember that there was an opportunity that was given to me that allowed me to change the whole course of my life. And not only my life, but my family's life and my friend's life. And so it's about being unified and changing the course of people's lives, no matter their skin color, no matter where they socially or economically come from, not even to what they have educationally been deemed as being just, you know, successful.
Right.
It's all about people. It's all about people and walking in the lane you have. Not disqualifying yourself to go in someone else's lane, but walking in the lane with what has been given in your hands to be a steward over.
That is awesome. So how can people, our listeners out there, we have a lot of listeners who tune in to Empowering You. How can they support Network Me and maybe become more involved in your work?
Please feel free to reach out at networkme01@gmail.com. I would like to talk with you and I would like to meet with you.
Mm-hmm.
And when being a part of Network Me, there's a series of questions that I ask. And in those series of questions, we kind of know what space you're in and how to get you out of that space of contentment and get you in a space of gain. And so I'm always available at that email address. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to not only talking with you, but meeting with you and connecting you to your destiny.
I want to end with this. You know, imagine a young woman in Winston-Salem is listening today. She has a dream of making a difference, but doesn't know where to start. So you know that young people in general, mm-hmm. I have a strong affinity for supporting them. Mm-hmm. I have two daughters, so I'm really have an affinity for working with young girls and encouraging them. Here, after hearing your story, like, what is the first step you would encourage her to take? And what do you hope she'll believe about herself after hearing Sophia Kennedy's story?
Write the vision. Walk fearless. Mm. Know you. Know what you possess. Because a lot of people don't know what they possess. Mm-hmm. And that's why they quit in the first 30, 60, and 90 days. You have to understand what your blueprint looks like. And if you don't understand what your blueprint looks like and you don't understand sustainability and showing up, being authentic and understanding your mission, you'll never, ever be able to see yourself further along. And so for that young lady, this is the number one thing I would say is, do you know who you are? And do you know why you were created? And those first two questions I ask you will take you to a place within your soul that will allow you to travel, because now you've woken up. See, people have to be awakened before they can move, whether it's through situation, whether it's through grief, whether it's through a loss of job, whatever your life circumstance may be. Never go to sleep. Always stay woke, because you may be somewhere for 15 years and then you may have a life paradigm shift that could just shake your whole life. But mm-hmm. if you're one that is sustainable and you remain constant in who you are, you'll realize it's a promotion. Mm-hmm. It's not a demotion.
Ooh.
And so when you know that, you'll be able to not stay on a Ferris wheel, but you'll be able to run marathons. Mm. And that's what life is. It's a marathon. And at the finish line, you'll be able to walk away and say, hey, I had some pit stops along the way,
right. But
I finished this marathon. I had some disappointments along the way, but I finished this marathon. And I was true to myself.
Absolutely. I would drop this mic in here right now, but I can't. Oh, my goodness. That was beautifully said. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you for joining us today, Sophia Kennedy. This is WSNC Radio, empowering you. I'm your host, Shawn Gabriel, and it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up for this week's show. Join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 12 noon for Empowering You with me, your host, Shawn Gabriel, here on 90.5 WSNC and streaming on our website at WSNCradio.org. Be informed, be inspired, and be empowered. Empowering You. Have a great week, y'all.